Call Ray Kaplan at the Kaplan Law Firm and make sure you are saving the most on your student loan payments. You may qualify for zero monthly payments or as little as 10% of your disposable income. And actually, that rule has changed a little bit. Or actually, the changes don't exclude you from possibly exercising that. I don't even know what I just said. If you want to reduce your student debt, call Kaplan Law, 312-294-8989, 312-294-8989, or visit financialrelief.com. Kaplan Law Firm is located at 25 East Washington in Chicago. Ray's in our studio. Ray, that was a commercial for you. I did not intend to put you on at the same time as a commercial, but here you are in the studio as well. Thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm great. Anytime.
So, first of all, you heard my setup for this. I thought that by now we would be talking about student relief, you know, $10,000 off your loans.
Right.
Why don't you pull that microphone up a little bit? It'll make it easier for you. Just pull it real hard. There you go.
There we go.
What do you think? Is that going to happen?
I really don't think it's going to happen, and here's why. Nancy Pelosi came out a few weeks ago and said that Biden doesn't have the authority to do this. So this is the Speaker of the House saying that Biden doesn't have the authority to give everybody that across-the-board loan forgiveness.
10,000.
Right, and what they've been doing is this targeted relief where, for example, if you're a veteran or if you are on Social Security disability, you're being informed by your servicer that you can have your loans completely forgiven under different sections of the statute. They were also thinking about doing, or there was so much talk about $10,000 per borrower, but if they were going to do that, they would have done it in the last appropriations bill that passed, because that would have totaled up to about $300 billion. They could have fit that into a $3 trillion bill, and they left federal loans out completely. So I really feel like, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but that there's no way it's going to happen before the midterm elections.
And you've got Democrats in both houses, both chambers and in the Oval Office, so it seemed like this would be an opportunity. That sounds like the sort of thing a Democrat administration would do, and a lot of them ran on that, including President Biden, seemed to endorse that idea. But and I'm sorry for the people that have burdens that they cannot manage, but I also think just wiping $10,000 off of everybody's student loan, including my son's, is a wrong approach.
Right. And so they were also discussing some of the proposals were for targeted $10,000 relief. So if you made under $25,000 per year, then you could get $10,000 in forgiveness, which kind of makes more sense. And I think everybody was behind. But again, I don't even see that one happening. I don't see any of this forgiveness across the board happening. And people really expect it because, as you said, everybody's been discussing it, including us, for so long. It just seems like it's going to happen, but it is not going to happen.
Particularly when they did that one thing where there was something about the servicing of student loans that seemed to be a preliminary step to loan forgiveness. I'm trying to remember what exactly it was, but there was something that happened earlier in the year, and we said, aha, this is a sign that Congress is getting ready to give us $10,000 off our student loans. Forget $50,000. Now, looks like that's not going to happen. Fair enough. But there's also something you said that might reduce your student loan payments, and I don't know if this is a wrinkle in the law, but you should hear what Ray's about to say on WGN. Ray sent me a screen grab, or it wasn't a screen grab. I don't remember exactly what it was, but she told me about the amount of money that one of our listeners saved when they went to a Kaplan Law Firm to get some solution to their student loan problem, and it was like $100,000 or something.
Right, I remember that one. It was a private loan settlement, and I think it was maybe something like $150,000, maybe settled for $50,000, or it might have even been more, but it was a huge saving. So there, I don't want people who have private student loans to think that they're out of luck or that there's nothing that they can do, because there are good options as well.
If you've got a question about your student loan, 312-981-7200. One of our texters said they are graduating from, or their student is graduating from, junior college. Here it is. Hey, John, can you please ask Ray Kaplan, what is the best thing to do for a community college transfer student going to a four-year college in regards to financing or a loan?
I would say we can take a look at it so we can give you more of a customized step-by-step plan and strategy. But in general, generally speaking, I would say the best thing to do is to take out federal student loans for the student in their name. So as much as they can get, and the Department of Ed's going to apply a formula together with the school called the estimated rate of family contribution. And then based on that formula, they're going to give the student a particular number of, you know, student aid. So let's say maybe $7,000 a year or maybe $10,000 a year. And then let's say tuition is $50,000 a year. You as the parent can take out federal Parent PLUS loans for that other $40,000 a year that you might need. The analysis comes in, as you know, John, which parent should be the federal Parent PLUS loan borrower.
And the rule of thumb, I'm not you, is in the name of the person whose income is the lowest.
Usually that's the case, correct.
And if they're on Social Security, because that happens sometimes too, then you should definitely put it in that person's name, right? Because then the forgiveness is even richer.
Most likely. Yes.
Yeah. John, why not just eliminate the interest on student loans so folks can pay the loans off in a reasonable time frame? We get this text every time you come in.
Yes, I know. That seems to be a really popular proposal, but it's not even under consideration. So there's no reason to even think about it because it's never going to happen. I think because, honestly, it would result in such a tremendous loss of income for the Department of Ed and for the federal government that it's just not worth them talking about it.
I had to take cash out of my home to get off the student loan merry-go-round. 12 years of post-graduation, we had a $65,000 balance, and my kids went to state schools, says this person. Do you recommend taking a home equity loan to pay off your debt?
It depends. If you have private student loans with really high interest, first we recommend refinancing them with a different lender to get a lower interest rate so that when you're making payments, you're chopping down the principal and not just paying on that interest and fees. And then once you've done that, sometimes it does make sense to take out a home equity line of credit and to pay off that student, that private student loan. It will look good on your FICO score. It'll look good on your kid's FICO score if they're, you know, co-signed on that loan.
Are any of those payments tax deductible?
The payments on, let's see, they are tax deductible, but they get phased out at a certain level of income. So the answer is yes and no.
What was it that you looked into about consolidating student loans?
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. I'm always looking for loopholes in the law that might benefit our clients. And I actually found one for federal Parent PLUS loan borrowers. So a lot of federal Parent PLUS loan borrowers, they're kind of stuck in this income contingent repayment plan, which uses a 20% of discretionary income formula for the payment. So let's say you're making around $100,000 a year and you've taken out federal Parent PLUS loans for your child each year for 4 years. So you've got four loans. If we do a what's called a double consolidation, meaning we consolidate two of the federal loans, and then after your child graduates, the other two of the loans, even with a different servicer, and then we wind up doing, and I know this is getting a little redundant, a final consolidation, putting all of those four loans into one federal consolidation loan, then it kind of removes the Parent PLUS loan coding from those loans. And then those loans are eligible for a 10% payment. So that would mean for that parent making $100,000, their payment would normally be about $1,500 a month. And when we're able to do this double consolidation, that payment would be reduced to about $700 a month. Now, this is a loophole. They tried to get rid of it right before COVID, and then COVID happened, and they just kind of got rid of it.
That is, they didn't address it.
They didn't address it, right, and it's still there. So this is a loophole that we can take advantage of, which really results in a tremendous amount of forgiveness and low monthly payments.
Ray Kaplan's in our studio. The number's 312-981-7200. $1,500 sounds high to me. Is that what folks pay on student loans these days?
On federal Parent PLUS loans. So if you
That's not uncommon.
Not uncommon, no. If they're making, you know, around $100,000, $120,000, $110,000 a year, the 20% calculation sometimes results in a payment that high, $1,100 to $1,500.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Sorry about that, y'all. I mean, seriously. And do people know, like, when you borrow money, do they say, okay, when you graduate, here's what your monthly payment will be? Is that on the paperwork? Do they tell you right up front? That should be on the page one, like big letters. You know, you are now getting $52,000 to go to Champaign. Your monthly payment in May of 2026 is going to be X.
They do it in a generalized way that's hard to make customized, but that's what we do essentially. So we take what your loan is and where you are and what you're earning and what your projected income is going to be so that we can give you a very individualized plan.
And if your degree is in romance languages, you will be denied the loan because you'll never make the money to pay it off. but they don't do that either. Susan, you had a question for Ray Kaplan. You're on WGN. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I co-signed, my husband too, both my daughter's loans. I have glioblastoma. I can't work. Is there anything we could do? They've got some federal and some private.
How much?
Too much. I don't know. Probably they both have about $2,000 each now, if
wait,
not more.
$2,000 in loans or $2,000 in payments each month?
No, they've got probably $1,000 in payments each month.
Okay, Ray, okay. What do you think about that?
So what we would want to do, it's really important to parse out which loans are federal loans and who's the borrower. If you're the borrower on those Federal Parent Plus loans, we should be able... Are you currently working? I'm sorry.
No, okay. I'm disabled.
Okay, so we can definitely have those federal loans, if they're in your name, completely forgiven, and that would be a tax-free forgiveness, so you'd just be able to completely walk away from those. We would have to check and see those are not in your husband's name. And then on the private loans, we can apply. Some lenders have a disability forgiveness. It's discretionary, but I have seen it with certain lenders. So give us a call and we can kind of go through it with you, because we might even be able to get rid of some of those private loans as well.
Stay right there, Susan. I'll make sure that producer Aleph connects you with Ray after the show. But if you're disabled, then your loans are forgiven. Or am I making that up?
No, that's true. It depends on the definition of disability, though. There are a couple different ways to approach it. We can have a medical disability application where we have your doctor sign off on the application, and that will get your loans forgiven. Or if you're receiving Social Security disability benefits, you should be hearing from your servicer that your loans are automatically forgiven.
Wow. John, why not go after these colleges and their outrageous costs? They receive federal money. Cut the funding if they don't cut the cost to students. That's kind of the bus I'm on. I mean, I get mad at the schools as much as anybody.
Well, especially when you take a look at the endowments that some of these schools are sitting on. I was just looking at a couple schools in particular. WashU, I think, has $8 billion in an endowment fund. $8 billion. And so basically the interest that it's generating for that school is millions of dollars a year. There's so much money. And that leads me to another point, which is that students are often afraid to ask for money. But a lot of these schools, they're looking to get rid of money at the end of the year, and to give students, you know, different scholarships or different types of aid that are available through the school. So it's not just federal loans that are available, but you have to ask.
Ray Kaplan's at financialrelief.com. Financialrelief.com is the website. And you can contact her for more information. Nice to see you, Ray. Thanks for the heads up on all this.
Thank you. Anytime.
As always.